Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cakes Auville, and Jason Bishop. I was reading in the Washington Post this morning about Brandon Scherff. So Brandon Scherff played this past season with the Washington football team under the franchise tag designation, made upwards of $15 million. And the teams in the NFL have to decide by March 9th, which is coming up here in a couple weeks, whether they will designate players franchise tag players again. And that's a possibility for Washington with Brandon Scherff. They apparently are trying to strike this long-term deal, but it strikes me that reading in the article that Scherff talks about a conversation he had with Morgan Moses, who he's played alongside for several years. And Morgan Moses told him, he's like, well, hope this wasn't the last game that we'll play alongside each other. And Scherff said, I hope so too. I think he's willing to bounce.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not the vibe I get. He said at the end of the year that you know, how desperate he wanted to play here and that they'd work out a deal. And then I got the sense that he wasn't even going to ask for the most money. You know what I mean? Like, you sign up to a reasonable deal, he'll take it. That's the impression I was under.
From what I read, I don't know that he's just going to take a discount. I think they're looking to be the highest paid guard in the NFL.
Okay. Maybe you're right. My impression is that.
If you're Washington, would you sign him to a second franchise tag where you'd have to pay him $18 million this year?
Mm. Yeah, because the funny thing is, and I didn't realize this until I heard this, I think it was on Grant and Danny last week, that the franchise tag for offensive linemen are all bundled together. So guards and tackles and centers, they get the rising tide lifts all boats bit by nice. Getting lumped in with the tackles, whereas like a defensive end and an interior lineman on defense – they're separate categories. So I think if you're Brandon Scherff, do you want long-term security, a long deal? Sure, but if you can get 1 year, $18 million, and play the franchise tag Kirk Cousins game for a few years, you'll take that sort of money.
But if you're Washington, would you do it?
I'm saying I would never pay a guard that sort of money, ever.
Cakes would rather have six-round picks there and pay him like, you know, correct, league men, but have – you know, spend all the money on the outside with receivers and quarterbacks and tight ends.
You're correct. Yeah. I spend on the important positions.
I think I'm with you.
The glamour and skill positions.
I think I'm with you. Right now, the highest paid non-franchise tag guard is Brandon Brooks from Philadelphia, who makes $14 million. Last year, Scherff made over $15 million. Mm-hmm. To bump him to 18 seems outrageous. I think I'm on Team Cakes on this one. Bye-bye, Brandon Scherff.
Come on over, JP.
Why is that? Now,
that being said,
I'm saving my money for my tackles and my skill position.
I'd rather spend
players.
Money on Allen Robinson and Kenny Golladay.
Correct.
Call me crazy. I'd rather spend my money on those guys.
I think you could do both. And by the way, why is the choice $18 million? You don't have to franchise them. You could sign them to a long-term deal, and it could be a little less than that.
Correct, but other
especially
teams may swoop in free agency and offer a sweeter deal.
Fine. Let them do that. Let them overpay for a guard. Come on in. Yeah. Come on in and overpay for Brandon Scherff.
And here's the quote. It's even at the end of the article, JP, where at the end of the season he said he absolutely wants to stay with Washington. He said, I've always said I wanted to stay where I got drafted, and I've been here for 6 years, and I absolutely love it here. We're building something here to absolutely make a run for in the future. So those are the quotes that I remember.
That's the article from several weeks ago.
That's today's article, but it's they're recapping those quotes.
Okay, you may be looking at a different.
But what do you expect him to say publicly? He's not going to say, I want to leave.
Well, he might just say, I'm open to anything. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'll let my agent handle it.
A lot of them just say, yeah, I would definitely want to stay here. It's just kind of a, you know, publicly, that's what you say. You want the fans to feel excited for you, and you want to make sure that they know that you want to come back.
Maybe you're right, Jason. I don't know that he's that calculated. I feel like he's just a big hillbilly, and he likes it here. And if you,
well, sure
you give
like
him the right
it.
Amount of money,
I'm sure
it doesn't
like
work.
It. All I know is I would look in the third or fourth round. I'd say, who's the best guard in the third or fourth round? Who do we have ranked the highest? And I would select him, and then he's going to make about, I don't know, $700,000 as a rookie instead of paying
Although you did
Brandon
see
Scherff
the importance,
$18 million.
You did see the importance of offensive lines in the Super Bowl.
I also saw the importance of quarterbacks and skill position players in the Super Bowl.
Oh, right. Mahomes isn't good?
I did not say that.
Well, that's my point. In that game, what was the difference? The difference was the line for Tampa was better than the line from Kansas City.
That may be true, but you're not going to move me off my position that I will always spend on the receivers, tight ends, quarterbacks, over an interior line.
I think you can do both. I think you can do both. Aren't we one of the best positioned teams in the offseason
yes.
as far as
yeah,
cap
but it
room?
Looks like it's roughly like in the $35 million zone, something like that, for cap space. And if you go after an Allen Robinson, you're going to spend the bulk of that money there.
And look, if you can get a long-term deal
He's
done with Scherff,
$35 million a year.
And he gives a little bit of a hometowner discount and stays around the same salary, okay, maybe you splurge on him if you can still afford some other pieces. But I'm not gonna hamper my ability to sign at least one wide receiver to add to the mix by signing a big bearded guy that you can draft out of Wisconsin in the fourth round.
Well, that big bearded guy, I think, was the first team all pro guy, right, that we've had in 25 years or something.
I understand.
All right, you could make the argument. I mean, I don't necessarily
think
this.
That big bearded guy is going to be better than the bearded guy that you draft in the fourth
yeah.
round.
I know that. I'm aware of that. But I'm willing to pay the freshly bearded guy from a Midwest school 90% less for
based
about
on,
60% of the same capability on the
you
line.
You can make the argument he was their best player. He's the only guy that's made the All-Pro, whatever, first team All-Pro in like 25 years or something. I mean, some crazy stat.
I would never argue that your offensive lineman is your best player, but that's me personally.
Yeah.
I think I'm on Team Cakes on that. Although, if it was a tackle, I'd give him the money. But the interior guy?
It's always a stigma against the interior guy.
$18 million, that's a lot.
No, listen, I think you need the interior guys as much as you need those tackles.
I just don't want to go backwards. I don't want to go backwards.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the AAA.
And you create
always
another hole.
Listener lines. Let's go to Vic in Accokeek. Come on, Vic.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
What's up,
Hey,
Vic?
Good. What's up, buddy?
Not much. So let's get right to it. I'm definitely trying to sign Brandon Scherff. Brandon Scherff is one of the best guards in the NFL. We showed this year when we were in rhythm and we were not sporadic on offense with Scott Turner that we could run the football. We could run the football down people's throats. Brandon Scherff is the biggest piece of that. I think that Morgan Moses' comment concerning that they may not be playing together much longer is more to Morgan Moses' plight or his fate with Washington.
I agree with you on that, actually. Yeah.
Morgan Moses, I said like Bill Walsh said. Randy Cross said to Randy Cross, he said, you can play 4, 5, 6 more years in this league. He said, yeah. He said, I only want your good years. And he cut Ronnie Lott. I mean, he traded Ronnie Lott. He traded Randy Cross. Traded Joe Montana. He traded Roger Craig. He didn't trade Jerry Rice. I think Jerry Rice is the only person that was ever untradeable until he got to his 20th season with the 49ers. But with that being said, if they're tradable, Morgan Moses, you're tradable too. I know you've been here, and I know you've been a part of this, but I think he knows that. Brandon Scherff right now isn't as tradable. He isn't as a person I would want to get rid of. So, yeah, I'm definitely keeping him.
All right, good call, Vic.
If they can work out the math.
That's the shortest call Vic's ever made.
Yeah, really.
Excellent
that's
call.
That's under
Vic.
Like 4 minutes. That's
took
amazing.
10 years, but we finally, we've honed him into just the perfect call. Nice. I tend to agree with him, actually. I think if any of the two are likely to eventually move on, it'd be more Morgan Moses. But we'll see. I don't want to give him $18 million either. But I think that there's wiggle room there for a longer-term deal and just lock him up. I just don't want to go backwards in the offensive. It's not like the offensive line is amazing. Mm-hmm. You still need to tweak it. And then if you just create a huge hole if you let, you know, certainly your best player on the line go. I don't know.
Well, that's why you bring in the Martin Mayhews and the Herneys and all these guys.
Them to figure
right.
it out.
Let that brain trust find the next
guy. Those guys have been around forever. They'll figure it out. They'll figure out the math to work.
I tend to agree with Charlie, who said years ago on the show that you can outrun the cap. I tend to agree with that. You figure it out. You can tweak salaries and fit them in.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a little weird now because I think the cap might actually be smaller this year, right, because of the lack of revenue last year. So it might be a little bit more difficult to do that. But I would tend to go in that direction. I don't know. We'll see. You think they're going to go out there and sign four guys in free agency, big-name guys? They'll be lucky to get one. They'll be lucky to get one.
I think they're going to get a receiver for sure. Mm-hmm. I think they'll get one.
Well, if it's not –
there's so many out there. I think they'll put out multiple offers and whoever bites first.
They're going to get somebody to pair up with.
Robinson will be number one on their target list.
Robinson will be up there. Galladay, I'm assuming, will be in the mix.
Godwin.
Corey Davis from Tennessee. He's a free agent.
I still think
Curtis Samuel.
Like, I could see them adding two.
I could see that too.
Because Samuel can be kind of like your gadget guy.
I can see them wanting to. I can't see them necessarily landing to. Just feels like it's been a while since we've landed some big sillies.
Doesn't seem like they're going to land a big-name quarterback. Do you know that? So free agency starts March 15th. So we're about 3 weeks away. The quarterback talk has died down a little bit because a lot of the targets have moved.
Well, the buzz lately, again, is still Fitzpatrick. That seems to be the sexy name of late, which is fine. Come in there and give you a chance to win every week. But, I mean, you were talking about the ultimate bridge quarterback, the ultimate Band-Aid.
The games will be exciting one way or the other. He throws a lot of YOLO balls. I know that.
Yeah.
I do know. He likes to live on the edge.
That's the guy you want, though, isn't it?
It's not necessarily the guy I want. It's just the guy that I kind of thought that they would have interest in because he wouldn't break the bank, and he can get you through a season or two while you coach up some young guys in the system.
I was reading something over the weekend. I can't remember what site it was, but they predicted all 32 week one starting quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure for Washington they had Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Hmm. Yeah, well, who else would be a player for him? Who else is looking for somebody potentially a bridge quarterback where they feel like they can win with their defense and their other guys? They just need someone to sort of hold the fort.
You never know, a team like the Bears –
possibly.
Yeah. I mean, they brought in Nick Foles thinking he was going to be the solution, right?
Yeah, no, the Bears make sense. I'm not going to argue with you. That makes sense. Who else?
I'm sure the Bears could do that.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, I mean,
Carolina feels like they are, but.
Well, let's think about the teams that we know are looking for quarterbacks. The
Patriots.
Saints. We assume that the Saints, because Drew Brees will probably retire. Washington.
He's right, the Patriots.
The Bears. The Patriots.
If the Patriots sign Fitzpatrick, they'll give him $1 million just like they
maybe
gave
some Cam. Maybe someone like Carolina.
Yeah.
Maybe the Broncos. You know, there's probably a handful of teams.
I'm surprised the Broncos fans and just sort of the national perspective is that they're ready to move on from Drew Lock. I'm surprised by that, to be honest with you. Didn't he go like 4-1 his first year? They struggled this year.
Yeah, but talk about a guy who just throws them up.
Yeah, that's your guy.
I mean,
right. I'm just surprised.
Look, I'm not saying that the Broncos are going to sign someone else. I'm just saying it's a possibility.
All right, got to take a break if you want to chime in on AAA Always On Call listener lines, 800-636-1067. We've got the head coach of the Washington Capitals, Peter Laviolette, joining us at 8 o'clock here on The Fan.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Just looking at the Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Van Meter Homes. The vast majority of those that have responded believe that Peter LaViolette, the head coach of the Capitals, will not be prepared with his walk-up song, even though we bring it up every week.
Yeah, I'm just praying that he brings his wallet to the bench for every game Capital One. Just
I don't know whether it's true. Is. Somebody said that they're not. It seems silly. Somebody said that they're not allowed pockets in their pants. What? Which makes no sense.
Hold on.
What do you mean?
First of all, who said that, and why would that ever make any sense?
What do you mean you're not allowed pockets in your pants?
Like an NHL rule?
Or is that like a fashion faux pas if you have pockets on your suit pants?
No, you have to have pockets in your pants.
By the way,
if you own any – here is my sage advice to the listeners today. If you own any sort of shorts, I don't care whether they're probably athletic shorts that don't have pockets, throw them away immediately. Why would you ever
have
a pair
some.
Of shorts with no pockets?
I have some. When we went and did that Georgetown
Tilting.
Game, did you go to that, Cakes? And Coach Thompson gave us a bunch of gear. I have basketball shorts that I wear to work out. No pockets. It's very tilting.
You remember Cakes being there? Me and Cakes did the worst play-by-play in the history of Midnight Madness games. Like, number seven takes a shot.
It was the worst ever.
I'm so glad I wasn't there.
It was so
How embarrassing
bad.
That would have been.
So, so bad.
Although you did get paid.
We did.
We got nice gear.
Who did we get to see? I forget.
Oh, it was 2 Chainz.
Two Chainz. Yeah. 2 Chainz was awesome. I mean, it was hilarious to watch that crowd respond to him, too.
2 Chainz got paid more than the Junks, just to make it clear for everybody, just in case you were wondering about that.
So I got a weird message yesterday on Instagram, right? So I was just, I don't know, perusing it, and I saw it was actually a comment, and it was this woman, and it said, "Hey, if you want to get verified on Instagram, I can help you with that. Nice profile you have here." And then, you know, I think I've told this story before. I've tried to get verified on Instagram like 3 times to get street cred with my kids. Because if you're not verified on Instagram, they think you're a zilch. You're a nothing. So it's kind of been a pet peeve of mine. Something I've tried to do. And this hasn't worked for whatever reason. And so I was intrigued by it. I click on it and I see that she's out in L.A. And I go, well, maybe her boyfriend listens to the show. Maybe she's heard me talk about it. I didn't quite get it. And then if you look on her profile, there's a bunch of pictures of her, like, posing in front of the Instagram offices. It's a bunch of, like, photo ops around, like, official Instagram, like, signs or whatever. And so it looks like she works for Instagram. So I went ahead and followed her, and I said, "Hey, you can help me out?" And she said, "Yeah, whatever." And then it turns out she says, But there's a fee." So then as soon as she said there's a fee, I said, "Well, this is a scam."
Yep.
They're trying to scam me here. Because there's no chance Instagram charges people to give you a blue check mark. Right, Kate?
Trying to scam the oldsters.
There's no chance. And so as soon as I heard that,
right,
I said, well, how much is it? And she goes, well, are you interested? And I go, actually, no. I mean, you know, I've never heard of anyone paying to be, you know, it just, it's an obvious. And then she just said, okay, you know, stay safe or whatever. And that was it. But what is going on? I want to show you this link. Drabby, click on this link of this woman.
Were you talking on the phone with this person or texting?
No, it was over DM.
You know what it is? Okay. I guarantee you this is what happened.
A bot?
No. So your information when you clicked on your wish thing just got passed around the web saying this EB Junkies is a gullible loser who will just buy whatever anyone's selling.
Right, big sucker.
Yeah, huge sucker. And so now all of the scammers are coming out of the woodwork.
They're sharpening their
knives. Because they know that you're going to try and get like discounted stuff or whatever.
It's just so bizarre because I look on the thing and it's like an attractive girl and she's got all these pictures like in front of
you're the prime target now.
Big old Mark.
Yeah, it could be. But there's like very few comments. She follows like she's got like 8 follow. It's the most bizarre profile. And
it's Rick. It's probably some guy in Nigeria.
Yeah, it's a scam. It's full on scam. Yeah.
Understood. That's why as soon as she said money, I checked off. But I don't know. It's just bizarre.
I'm guessing these photos are coming from some other woman's Instagram.
Some other
who actually works for Instagram.
Yeah. Right. Some silly stock photos.
Yeah. So hey, did you know I'm the son of a prince? But in order to get my inheritance, you need to give me $1 million.
Right.
Some rando's asking for money, you know it's a scam.
Yes. As soon as you ask for money, it's a scam. So, you know, I punched out immediately, but it was it's just wild. I mean, how do they end up on my – I guess they end up on my feed because I ordered from Wish.
Do you really –
the worst thing I could have ever done.
Do you really care that much of being verified?
I don't care that much, but I wouldn't mind it. Get street cred for my kids. I was just bragging rights with my kids. No, I don't pay that. I wouldn't pay one penny for it. I'd pay a penny. You could have a penny. But, it's just it's crazy.
You're doing it for your kids.
No, I am. Yeah.
You want to feel like a big timer.
To my kids. Yeah, to my kids. No one else cares. No one would probably notice. But my kid, trust me. You don't know the vibe that's going on. You'll get it in about 16 years when your kids start breaking your balls. But, yeah.
I've been noticing every time you do something stupid, you'll say, you'll see. Just wait.
Yeah.
That doesn't work that way.
What do you mean? Give me another example.
I don't know. I just noticed you say that a lot. If I disagree with you, you always say, just wait.
We'll see. Well, it's probably something kids.
It's probably something parental related.
Yeah, parental related. You have no idea, and you have Valdez sitting over there chuckling behind the glass, think you guys know everything, know all the answers. Uh-huh. Meanwhile, you can't even text Drabby during the day anymore. I can't respond. He's so overwhelmed.
You said that, not me.
Well, I could tell. I could tell. One time I was talking to him on the phone, and you hear crying, and he had to go. He just had to go. It was just I get it. I mean, I've been there. But
it's got twins, man. Twice the work.
It's a lot of Jonan over there.
Well, we'll see. They've been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah, I know. He'll see. He'll see. You wait.
See, Richie.
You think this is hard? You wait till they get older. This is nothing. This is a picnic.
You find that to be true? I don't agree with you, though. I find the early years harder than the later years.
The early years are fun. They're easy. The later years are much – I find it much
– You don't have to change diapers in the later years.
That's
you don't
not
have to
hard.
Do a lot of that stuff.
That didn't
it's a lot
me.
More labor-intensive when they're young.
Yeah,
I'm more hovering when you're young.
But the emotional stress – the emotional stress level goes skyrocketing once
I think
they
the important
get
part of parenting
so, but it's a lot less
old.
Work.
It's less work in terms of doing diapers. That never bothered me. I mean, you just do the diaper.
I mean, at the time it does, but looking back, it didn't really bother me.
No, that's nothing. For me, that's nothing. The hard part is when they become teenagers and they get rebellious.
And they go off
and they don't want
and they
to do
live
their own
in
things.
Somewhere, living in other cities.
No. Yeah.
I would agree with that.
I think it's before that.
But
I think
it also depends. But it depends on, you know, each person. Each person
feels
different.
Is different, yeah. I think it gets much harder. You think it would get easier, but for me it didn't. It didn't get easier.
Yeah, I see it a different way. It's a lot easier managing a 14-year-old than managing a 4-year-old.
I think it definitely gets easier as the kids get older.
It's definitely easier.
In my opinion.
Kidding me?
Well, you're talking about different issues then, because you're talking about like changing a diaper and then maybe hovering over a kid versus.
Yeah, the day-to-day stuff is easier, but let's be honest, the financial stuff, way tougher.
I'm not even talking
about finances, that. Way tougher.
I'm okay. talking about when they get in the age where everyone their kids want to party and go out and just trying to manage all of that as a parent, I find very hard. Very hard. So
agreed.
Yeah. Maybe
that's
maybe
what I'm saying. The emotional stress level goes way up.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting it. It's because it hit me like a ton of bricks. I wasn't expecting it. I just thought you would just be silly, you go to their games and everything's just hunky-dory.
I mean, maybe it's different for you. I'm with Cakes. I think it's a lot easier as they get older. My 14-year-old's a lot easier than my nearly 4-year-old.
So you're saying parenting is a lot easier now than it was 10 years ago.
Well, I have them at all different age groups. I've got a 20-year-old, a 14-year-old, and one that's almost 4. Mm-hmm. The 4-year-old is by far tougher than the 14-year-old, by far.
For me, it wasn't. Yeah. See, for little ones, I just let them play. I wasn't necessarily on my hands and knees with them for 8 hours a day.
But see, JP, the things that bother Bickle and I don't necessarily bother you on a day-to-day basis.
I think they would, but I just think maybe he hasn't had to deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. Like, Kelsey wasn't a partier, so, I mean, in high school she wasn't going to parties.
Right, but when she went to New York or when she was overseas and studying abroad, you talked about that she was out with all her friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think he was a stress at that point.
It didn't look like it bothered you as much as it would bother me.
Well, I think when they're in college, I actually am fine with it when they're in college because they're out of the house, out of sight, out of mind. It's when they're under my house and I'm in charge, you know what I mean? That's when it's more stressful for me.
Anyway, I would side with Drab. I think he has a much harder task than somebody that's managing a teenager or managing somebody that's in college. Just my personal opinion. You can disagree.
I think
he's got a harder way harder workload.
Well, depends
I think
on
that
how you
that stuff
hard.
Is just that's yeah that stuff is just rote. It's not hard. I mean, you just someone's got to change a diaper.
Physically,
someone's got to feed them.
Physically harder. Yeah,
agreed. That's not hard.
Yeah, there's no chance
a robot could do
it. But you do have to be watching them pretty much 24/7.
Nah, what we did is I put up what those gates and let them run around.
You put up the bills.
I put up the silly Bill Gates around the house. Made sure that it was house proof. And then they do whatever they want. It's fine.
And maybe he just doesn't want to answer your text.
I think we're talking about two separate things.
Oh, we are, for sure.
Physically, yes, much harder. Lack of sleep and having to watch him all day. And you know, all. But it's a different level of stress when they're older.
Yeah, I think when they're older, it's more important stuff.
It's not physical.
Yeah, yeah. But so far, so good.
Totally agree with you.
But I used to think I wanted 4 kids. I'm glad we stopped at 3. 3 is plenty. 3 is plenty.
3
for me.
Is plenty. You're
3
correct.
Is plenty for me. It's all good.
Plenty of kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, so, you think it's not stressful when your kid is out and it's almost midnight and you're trying to sleep but you don't really know where they are?
Oh,
and
yeah.
You tell them to be home at midnight and it's 12:09 and you're like, "Okay, you're looking on the 360 app and
yeah, every weekend.
Yeah.
Every weekend it was that way.
How about last night?
High school.
How about last night?
Every weekend.
On a Sunday night.
Couldn't go to sleep until my kids are home. That's how I am. Now, when Stevie's home now, he's 20. I can go to sleep when he's out because he's demonstrated he knows how to handle himself as a 20. He's an adult.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when they're 16 and 17 and they're out with their friends until midnight. You know,
I'd maybe argue you're torturing yourself with a 360 app. I've never done that. Cakes, do you have that?
I know exactly where
my
kids are
all the time. I don't
do
that app.
Yeah. Well,
you don't have to find the iPhone app or whatever.
My wife has that, but I'm team Android because of the silly SIM card.
It's similar. It's similar.
So I get mocked because I'm team Android in this house. A lot of mocking.
You can get the Life 360.
But then I mock back by saying, "Well, mine's free."
Right.
Okay. Free.
No. I need to know where my kids are at all times.
I haven't had a phone bill since the turn of the millennium. So you can mock all you want.
Let's stay away
from
that.
You act like you don't pay the bill for the rest of the family.
Okay, that's true. But mine, personally, costs zippy.
Right.
Zero.
And I'm telling you, you're going to have that until you perish. Because we are so locked. It doesn't matter what we say on the air.
I hope you're right.
Nobody can access it. Nobody. It's locked
Jason
down.
Jason Bourne couldn't figure out what's going on with our SIM card.
They can't access it. Somebody. Right. We are so locked in
I'm
there.
I'm butt-sized.
Yeah, it's crazy. Craziest
JP,
thing ever.
You and I are just different in that fashion.
Yeah.
You don't let the things bother you that bother me.
I don't know if that's true. I may not have the same type of situations, but I just tend to side with cakes and drab on it. And I have kids at three different stages right now. Yeah, like I said, some are easier to manage than others.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, my son was a pain in the penis when he was a little one. Cried all the time. Cried all the time. In fact, people thought we would never have another kid. He was such a pain in the ass. But it still pales in comparison to, I think, when they're teenagers and they're just trying to keep them in line and make sure, you know,
mm-hmm.
everything's good.
Look, we can keep going in circles. I'm just telling you, it's harder having to take your kids to constant play dates and things like that. When they get a little bit older, they can walk across the street themselves and play
harder,
with their buddies.
Yes, physically harder. That's what we're talking about two totally different things.
But that's not stressful. You just got to walk. I mean, yesterday I drove my 11-year-old all over town for two dive things. I just wasted my day.
Maybe more time-consuming.
Exactly.
But it wasn't stressful. It was just a pain in my dong. But it wasn't stressful at all. It was just a waste
of a day.
Didn't
say it was stressful. Said it's harder.
I'm talking about stress.
Harder which way?
About. It's harder. You've got to do more stuff.
Physically,
it's
yes.
It's way more labor
intensive. We are going in circles. We are talking about two separate worlds.
Yeah. Well, it started with harder.
Well, I think stress is hard. I think stress equals hard to me.
You'll see.
Yeah, you'll see.
Wait.
You wait. Hey, if you have stress-free kids, God bless you.
Fellas,
I don't know anybody that does.
Fellas, whether you're a platoon leader or a cheerleader, PenFed makes it easy for all of us to achieve our financial goals with great rates for those in the military and those who are not. PenFed offers credit cards, online savings accounts, auto loans, mortgages, and more, all at great rates for everyone. Visit PenFed.org for more information. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. But hey, membership is open to everyone. PenFed is an equal housing lender, insured by NCUA.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Did you guys see Richard Sherman's comments about Terry McLaurin?
Yes.
So Sherman, who's been one of the best corners in the game for the past decade, was on the Chris Collinsworth podcast featuring Richard Sherman. And he was talking about Terry McLaurin, and he's quoted as saying, if he had anybody else beside him and they couldn't just double him and cloud him all the time, he'd be special. But that's the hard thing. They can't find anybody else. They got a bunch of guys who kind of flash, but he plays hard. He's one of the better up-and-coming wideouts in the league. Of course, this year he finished with 87 catches, 1,118 yards. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what happens here in 3 or 4 weeks.
Well, they're going to find somebody.
Oh, they definitely will find somebody.
I mean, they went after Amari Cooper last year. He chose to stay in Dallas. So they're going to take another big swing this offseason. I'm not sure who they're going to wind up with, whether it's going to be Allen Robinson, you know, the biggest prize wide receiver that's out there, or somebody lesser than him. But it's a pretty quality year for free agent wideouts. I'd be shocked if they didn't land a pretty big name.
Would you go this way? Would you be so strong as to say if they don't land one, which can happen, because, you know, whatever, you know, they have to want to come here. If you don't land one, would you think then that their first round pick would be dedicated to that? In other words, is that what you think is their biggest need?
It's certainly one of their top two or three needs.
Well, no, their biggest need's a quarterback.
Okay.
Their second biggest
besides
need.
Besides quarterback, because they're going to be out of the running on a big quarterback in the draft.
That's
if they don't
think.
Get a if they don't get a wide receiver in free agency, do you think that that guarantees they go wide receiver first pick in the draft?
No.
I think
not
it
guarantee,
might.
But like it's certainly within the first two or three rounds.
I mean, it all depends on who falls and who's there and who they have ranked ahead of who. And
they need a home run hitter
receiver. I think that receiver would be their number 19 pick, yes, if they don't go out and
sign.
They
need
a
home run hitter because if you look at it, besides McLaurin, they had nobody that stretched the field. Their next two leading receivers, Logan Thomas, 9.3 yards per catch. J.D. McKissic, 7.4 yards per catch. Then you had Cam Sims, who, you know, he showed some flashes, but he only had 32 catches.
He had
a lot of dropsies, didn't he?
I think they need a proven commodity at their number two wideout spot. I don't think that they just want to roll the dice and hope the pick at 19 or wherever they wind up selecting if they trade down, whatever. I don't think they want to have their fingers crossed hoping that guy just makes the instant transition from college to pro and becomes a bona fide, you know, number two.
Well, some of those guys
Terry
will
McLaurin's
be.
Number one. Some will be, sure. A lot probably will be. But I don't think they want to go into the season week one hoping that that guy is
well,
the
they're
goods.
They're not going to be able to get him because he's going to go top five probably. But the Pitts kid from Florida is a smash. He's a home run. He's a home run pick. Now, he'll probably play tight end, but I think he could play receiver either or. Like, don't mm-hmm. you agree, Cakes?
Sure.
That kid's a guaranteed home run.
He's a lock top 10 pick.
Yeah.
I mean, if he falls out of the top 10, then it'll be shocking.
Easily impact player, though. If they could get somebody of that ilk, you know, I think. See, I don't want to go another Gandy Golden or whatever, you know, some fourth rounder. You're grasping at some project.
Right. Like if a guy like Jalen Waddle falls to them at 19,
yeah.
I would hope that he's just able to flip the switch and becomes, you know, like a 60 plus catch guy as a rookie, maybe more. But I think if you're in that front office, you're not really banking on that. You want that too, but you also want a proven, like, number one / number two, like a Marvin Jones out of Detroit. Or you want Galladay if you can afford him. Or Corey Davis, who really came on this past season. I'd be more comfortable signing one of them and then drafting another guy to complement that guy. I don't just want to rely on a
rookie. They may feel like they need to go after a different position in free agency because they may feel like, you know, we can get a receiver or two in the draft that we really like. Or because, you know, mock drafts or whatever, but you know, they might go linebacker at mock draft.
I think they need a linebacker badly.
They might do that.
So maybe
we just don't
who
know.
Are the free agent? Nobody talks about the free agent linebackers. Everyone talks about the free agent receivers. Who are the free agent linebackers? Is there anybody there that jumps out at you that the average fan knows is, you know, a monster? Because they could sign a linebacker.
Well, what about the guys at Tampa?
Yep. Well, Levante David's coming free as a free agent.
Yeah, I mean
he's available if you want him.
There's always guys available.
Yeah, but I don't know who's, you know, I don't know who shines other than the elite ones, you know. I don't know the...
Well, they do.
The linebackers.
Right. They're aware.
No, I know they do, but as far as for us talk kicking it around. You know, if they go linebacker or receiver, I'll be thrilled.
They could go after the Collins kid from Tulsa, who's an absolute stud at linebacker, athletic freak.
Yeah.
But like Cake said, I mean, if someone like Waddle or if a Devontae Smith fell at 19 or like a Terrence Marshall from LSU, they might just jump right there and get him.
I just think the market is flooded with wideouts where you can sign a Will Fuller or a Marvin Jones.
Then you're giving him a ton of money. You give him a ton of money. When would you rather just get a – if you could get a Devontae Smith – which, I mean, where's he? He's projected to go.
He's projected
Waddle,
to go like
right?
6 to 10, somewhere in that range.
Yeah. It all depends.
Yeah, so he won't slip. But if they could get him, I take him. For sure.
By the way, there are big name linebackers. Just looking at a list, I mean, we mentioned Lamonte David from Tampa. KJ Wright from Seattle is a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't know how. I mean, I'm sure they're
there's
great.
There's a lot of edge guys, actually.
I don't watch them every week, so I don't
know. Which they don't need an edge guy. Interesting, on this one list I was looking at, Ryan Kerrigan makes the top 25 of guys who are available.
Yeah, that's going to be fascinating to see.
He's got a good reputation.
I haven't heard any more Russell Wilson talk. Has that died down?
I haven't heard anything on that front.
I told you that was a manufactured national sports talk show host.
Anybody who believed he was going to be traded is just a...
Yeah. Well, it didn't make sense, but they kept coming up. So I was, you know, I was intrigued by it.
You need something to talk about on all your shows, on the herd.
Yeah, yeah, right. I get it. What about the KJ Wright guy? Is he, is he likely to re-sign? Trav, would you be upset if you guys lose him?
I love KJ Wright. He's a legend, but he's probably making too much money, and he wants more money. But he was one of the best linebackers, I think, in the NFL, according to PFF. Last year.
Mm-hmm. Really?
In his position, right. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to pay him 15. What's it going to cost? $15 million a year to sign
no,
him?
No, probably like 10 or something.
I don't want to go down the Landon Collins route, be stuck in a contract.
That might be someone they move on from just to create some cap room.
Yeah, I can see that one.
I know you're going to scoff at this, but I'm just bringing it up because Martin Mayhew, Marty Herney, they're looking at what they have in terms of depth. And we haven't mentioned Kelvin Harmon, who did show something his rookie season. He'll be coming off an injury. And we certainly didn't see anything from Antonio Gandy-Golden.
I'm over Golden. I'm over
okay,
him.
But they did draft him.
Yeah.
And he just had one season. I'm not saying he's ever going to materialize in anything.
He can go take his Rubik's Cube somewhere else.
But, I mean, just remember how much we talked about him before the season.
Well, it was exciting. He was a project, but he was a guy, you know, it's a size, smart kid. You just felt like that this is the kind of kid that you could see them developing, and it just didn't happen for whatever reason. Injuries. I'm sure the instability at quarterback didn't help. Also,
he better show something in training camp. He better show something early in training camp.
I think so too, to catch
their attention.
I'm with you, because I'm expecting more from Harmon next year coming off an ACL than I am from Gandy-Golden, right? And I don't think you can dismiss Cam Sims at all. Now, at some point, they're also going to have to probably draft or sign somebody that can catch kicks because they probably want to move on from my guy Steve Sims, and I can't blame them because,
Are any of those guys you mentioned like legitimate number two wideouts in the NFL?
But they're number three guys, number three and number four guys.
Okay, well, develop them as that type of player. But you need an impact wide receiver that's done it before, in my opinion. Not just a guy where you have your fingers crossed because he was wide open at Alabama for two seasons and Mac Jones is delivering the ball.
No, but there's so many good ones. I'm not saying you don't sign one. You have to sign and draft.
I agree.
You need multiple threats on the outside. You can't just have two. You need three. Guys get hurt.
Move up to get a receiver? Is that insane? I guess we talked about it, right? The Falcons did it years ago for Julio Jones. But it doesn't happen very often.
Let's just say they really love Ja'Marr Chase. Maybe they do. Maybe they go out and move up and get him. Or if they love Waddle.
I just think there's too many choices in free agency. I don't think it's going to get to the draft. I'm telling you, like, Curtis Samuel is down the list, but obviously They coached him in Carolina, and you look at what Samuel did last year.
Yep.
77 catches, 851 yards, only three touchdown catches. But he also had 41 carries.
He rushes the
ball.
For
200 yards and two touchdowns. I could see them adding a toy like Curtis Samuel and a big-name free agent. Mm-hmm. And then you let the Sims and Harmons and Gandy Goldens, they all battle it out for the fourth and fifth slots.
Yeah, I don't hate that idea.
Look, they're going to go out and at least kick the tires on these guys. Like Bickle said, maybe you know, they want to go out other places with better quarterback situations. That's the other thing. I know Eric always says the money really talks, but for
usually
some guys,
the money talks.
For some guys, if the money's pretty close or maybe it's a little bit less, if they have a quarterback that they know they're going to catch TDs, they might go that place.
I mean, Washington football team offered to Amari Cooper more money to come here.
I mean, it happened.
He chose not to, but I'm going to guess he is an outlier.
Yep.
Like for the most part, if you go to Will Fuller with a big bag of money or Marvin Jones with a gigantic sack of money, mm-hmm. they're going to have to think about it long and hard.
No question about it. All right, coming up next, we have the head coach of the Washington Capitals. He's got two things to address right off the bat.
Yes, he does.
Number one, is he coming with his walk-up song after several appearances
on
the show?
What poll did you do? Walk-up song poll?
Walk-up song poll.
Why don't you do one during the break, too, about his wallet?
Okay, we can throw that in there.
I think I'm going to lose this bet.
Well, hold on. What's the question again about the
question
the
is, does he wear his wallet to the bench?
Carry?
Does he carry it?
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
or does he
was...
leave it like Dion, just leave it in the locker?
Well, also phone.
I don't care as much about the phone.
All right. But I mean, if you
want
to
get the wallet is a key one.
Because I guarantee you his phone.
The bet that Cakes and I actually made was a $1 bet. I actually gave him keys and cell phones. He just needs to get one of those. I'm going to say all three are left behind.
I just need one, baby.
Oh, you just need one of the three?
Just need one. That's all I need.
I think you can get that.
So 76% say no on walk-up songs. And I will put the new poll by Van Meter Homes up at Junks Radio. But we got Coach Peter LaViolette next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.